Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello. So I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're getting out there, you're doing your property related activities, and that's really helping to push you forward. But I'm going to talk about how you can maximize your presence on social media, because I get asked this all the time. A lot of people say to me, well, you're all over social media, Mark. And it's very simple to do. And it's also all about being consistent and persistent in your approach. Now, if you've ever listened to any of my lives before or anything else, you'll know that I'm a massive advocate of being consistent and persistent with the right actions to get the results that you want. Your social media should be no different. If you're building a property business up and you're making sure that you're systemizing that business, you're growing that business for cash flow, then you need to also be making sure that you have a bit of a presence on social media so that if anybody, if agents, landlords or investors want to look you up, want to check you out, which inevitably they will in this day and age now, that you've got a bit of a social media presence there that shows what you specialize in, okay? Some people don't like to do this. They're quite private, and I understand that, but I also think that can be a bit of a mistake. If you're in a job, potentially you're doing property-related businesses alongside that job, then you may not want everybody to know what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that you can't start a business page with your company name, as the name on the page, of course. And you don't have to necessarily put pictures of yourself there. You could just put pictures of properties with nice captions and things. If nothing else, if, you know, worst case scenario is that you're in that predicament, then make sure you have a business page on Instagram, or on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on any of the platforms that you like to use. Obviously, some people are into TikTok as well. And we're going to go through, you know, what you need to be doing on social media at the bare minimum. I'm not really going to go into the ins and outs of all the different platforms, because you might find investors are watching you or looking at you on a certain platform that your speciality is. If you're a LinkedIn person, let's say, and you don't really touch Facebook, Instagram, all those other ones, then really niche down and use LinkedIn to your advantage. Because if you've already got a presence there, keep going with it, okay? Likewise to that, I do think that you should have a bit of a presence on as many different platforms, or at least two different platforms that you can. So you might say, well, Instagram's quite good because you can set up a business page and you can just put pictures on there or videos on there of the properties that you're looking at or the deals that you're doing and things. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you. But of course, if you can get in front of the camera, if you can talk, then that's great. Selfies are always good as well. Pictures with people in tend to do very well on those sort of platforms as well, because it just gives it that personal touch. So you know, just look at what suits you and things. But realistically, choosing the right platform is what it's all about. You don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. You really want to master the platforms that work for you. So, you know, in my case, I like Instagram and I like Facebook the most. I use LinkedIn because I understand that LinkedIn is a good tool for businesses and potentially investors as well. I do find, you know, I attract more investor types through LinkedIn because it just comes across as a more professional platform. But it's one that I neglected for a long time. And like TikTok and YouTube and things are more just about content creation and getting out there. From my perspective, some people may go on TikTok, absolutely make it explode and get all the leads and interest that they need. But for me, I've never really pushed it that much, but I've never really found that much traction there. So I predominantly look at Facebook and I look at Instagram. And then, of course, anything that I create or put onto those platforms, then I can just, you know, so to speak, regurgitate and put onto the other platforms as well. Of course, we do make videos and things. But make sure that you choose at least one, particularly, you know, if you can have two different social media platforms that you can work on, get to know them, play with them, and see what you're comfortable with and feels right for you. Now, If it becomes a pain and a bind, nobody ever wants to do it. But if you can schedule it, you'll get it done and just make it a habit. So if you thought to yourself, if nothing else, I hardly ever post. I post about 2 posts a month, you know, something really bad. It's not really bad, but, you know, it's not going to get you a lot of traction. It's not going to gain you a lot of ground. 1 post, 2 posts a week, it's not really going to do much for you. But if you said to yourself, I just want to start and try and do a post a day, you know, and this is what I tell a lot of people is if you can just do 1 post a day and make sure it's a decent post, you know, if you go and do a viewing and you walk around and you're taking a few pictures of a property, you know, you don't have to use all those pictures in one. You could use a picture a day, talk about the kitchen, talk about the bedrooms, talk about the hallways, you know, an interesting feature or maybe something that's not quite right. Just build up a bit of a track record of pictures because to be quite honest with you, nobody really knows the different properties that you're in and out. Or anything like that. You can have 10 pictures of one property, but that's potentially 10 days, if you like, worth of posting. And you just have a little comment about what the picture is all about. Or the video footage, if you walked around on video footage. And you, I mean, if you can walk around and talk at the same time and just explain what you're looking at and what you're doing, you don't even have to be on camera. If you can be on camera, it's a Brucey bonus. But if you don't want to do that, that's a good way to just start and build up those sort of things. If you've got, I mean, I'm an Apple user, so... But all phones will do this. You'll have your favorites pictures and just make a folder and put those favorites into that folder. It's very easy to dip in there, use a picture, put a post out there. Happy days. Do you know what I mean? So you can just do something that was interesting that you saw. You can chat GPT, a bit of a description if you so choose to. But if it is about a specific thing that you're talking about, then realistically only you'll know about that. So make it like that. It's a bit more personal as well, a bit more personalized. But make sure that you are starting to build that up, even if it's on a business page, so that if somebody starts scrolling and looking at you for any reason, they can say, oh, they've been doing this a while now. They've been involved. They're obviously big in property, which is good. If you haven't really got a social presence, nobody will really know about you. Nobody knows about you. Hey, they can't float you at the end of the day. So a little caveat to that. Number two, say step two. That was step one is, you know, choose the right platform. Step two is create decent posts, you know, quality posts. Try and have good pictures, not blurry ones. If you're walking around, you know, try not to have it too grainy and things. The main thing I'm finding on social media is your pictures can be a little bit off. If your sound quality is good, if you're talking or you've got a bit of music or something like that, people are more inclined to continue to watch it. If your sound quality is off, don't matter how good it looks, people tend to turn away. So even if you're just doing pictures, you know, showcasing with photographs, with maybe, you know, some reels or stuff like that, make sure that you've got good information on the post that you're putting out there. It doesn't have to be War and Peace, but just make sure there's a bit of detail in there, maybe a few little aha nuggets or maybe a couple of tips or just even one, a post you could say, you know, walked into this property today, was checking out the bathrooms. I could see there was no extractor fan in the bathroom. And of course, with the shower and everything there, was a bit concerned about the damp issues and things and have a little look around, bit of mold, maybe a bit of damp. I think this is that. They put an extractor fan in and they can solve those, you know, simple little things. But sometimes people read that and they just think, oh, that's something I'll look out for now. I like that. Didn't have an extractor fan. If it's got a shower in there or, you know, those sort of things. Because they are helpful tips and people will start to notice you just by doing so. Okay, so make sure that you sort of showcase the knowledge and the skills that you have as well. Because even if you're just starting out and you think to yourself, well, I don't really know that much, then you can learn off of other people's posts, of course, but you can also learn by trial and error. I mean, one of the beautiful tips that we have is when we take on a property or we're looking at a property, it's got a shower in, we'll turn the shower on and we'll actually shower down the side panels. So if it's a stand-in shower, we'll shower down where the panels meet the walls and see if water seeps through. Because a lot of the time, the good old builders or plumbers or whatever, they just screw it straight to the wall. They don't put any sealant down it before they do it. So water can actually escape the shower and, of course, can then start to go down onto the floor, can start to rot your floor panels, your flooring and all that sort of thing. So that's one of the things that I do when I'm doing viewings and stuff and I'm looking at properties that potentially I want to take out. I want to see if there's water ingress in different areas because it's not sealed right. Well, you can put that in a post and tell people about that. And they'll be quite interested, I would have thought, to think, that's, you know what, that's really good. That's something I need to have a little look at. So a little top tip for you there, just to help you and everything. But make sure that, you know, you've got quality posts out there that offer a bit of value, because you can do 101 posts a day, but if they're not really offering any value to anybody, people are soon enough going to get bored, and then just will just come immune to your posts that you're putting out there and things. And of course, if you're looking at attracting investors, landlords to work with, depending on the strategies that you're looking at doing, this is a great little tip really to start to get people to notice you, to think, you know what, these guys and gals, they seem to know what they're doing. I've got a bit of money to invest. I'm going to keep an eye on these people, do you know? And then when your posts come, because maybe they've interacted on your post, and if somebody starts to interact on your post, then you'll get a bigger reach. You'll also, they'll see more of your posts because they've clicked on it, or they've left a comment, or they've just liked it or something like that. So the algorithms were more inclined to start putting their content in front of you. So it'll give you that reach in front of that person. Do you know, have you ever thought, maybe you've got a friend that you haven't seen for ages, but maybe it's their birthday and you just said happy birthday, or you clicked a like or something on their picture. All of a sudden, they're in your feed. They're like, well, I haven't seen this person for ages. I saw it the other day, but now I seem to be seeing everything. That's because, you know, whatever platform you're on is saying to itself, oh, they obviously like this person and they want to see more of their content. So that's how you want to be building that up. And another one, top tip or whatever, tip three is use hashtags. I see so many people not using hashtags. Some brilliant posts out there. Stick a couple of hashtags, but make sure the hashtags are relevant to the post. So if you're talking about taking on, you know, a property deal or taking on a rent-to-rent deal, hashtag rent-to-rent. Do you know what I mean? Hashtag property deal. Hashtag landlords. Hashtag agent, letting agents. Do you know what I mean? And that's it. You don't have to have millions. Just have a few relevant ones. Because again, it helps. It helps your posts get in front of the right people that are following those hashtags. And people do follow specific hashtags or titles and things. So your content will start to show up in front of them. So if you're flipping properties, hashtag, you know, house flipping and BRR and stuff like that, it'll help your reach get further. If you're doing a lot of networking, hashtag property networking or networking in general. And also, look at where you are. If you go to a networking event, let's say for argument's sake, you go to a pin meeting, take some pictures at the pin meeting, maybe a selfie. Hey, a fantastic pin meeting last night. Hashtag pin. Hashtag property investors network. Hashtag pin networking meeting. Stuff like that, because a lot of people will go on that and we'll start to see those and they'll start to see you. Okay. So not only does it obviously, it puts things out there into the pin sort of scheme of things, but equally pin might even reshare your post. If you hashtag the property investors network, then when the team are looking at it and things and they think, oh, look, they were at a pin meeting, we'll stick that on our socials because Andrew or whoever was in the picture enjoyed his evening, because it looks good for them. But it also then broadens your horizons, broadens your reach. So use hashtags and tag people. I always say this all the time. If you see me, okay, and I take a selfie, I will turn around and say, are you guys all right if I stick it on social media, and all right if I tag you in it? That's all you got to do. So if you're with somebody, you're chatting to somebody, maybe there was a good speaker on the night or something like that. You know, maybe I was there. No, but maybe there was a good speaker, and there's loads of good speakers on the networking circuit as well. Really, really good. But go up to them and say, can I get a picture with you? Can I tag you in the post? Boom, all of a sudden, you know, their followers may see you. And you never know, one of their followers might not actually, may follow them because they like the content, but may not want to invest with them, may not want to do business with them. But maybe because you're in that area, they want to do business with you. Oh, they know them. Happy days. All of a sudden, they start following you. They start liking your stuff. And this is how it works. And this is where I think a lot of people miss the opportunities that are there. They're posting all the time. I was at this event. I did this. I'm looking at this property. I'm doing that. They're a bit lazy with the hashtags. They don't copy people into it. As I always say, if you have a picture with me or an event that I'm at, tag me in it, because I'll reshare it all day long. Why? Because what goes around comes around. If I share something of yours, you may share something of mine, and so on and so on. So if you do something with pin, tag them in it. And no doubt they probably will end up sharing it. Now, they might not share everything, so don't get giddy and think, well, they haven't shared anything of mine. Obviously, the team there are very busy and there's a lot of people doing this. But if they see a relevant one, you'll get a little shout out eventually, and it'll just go, what goes around comes around. So that's how it works with hashtags. That's how it works with tagging people into it. If we say this to the masterminders, do you want a picture, you know, with Andy Hain, the number one lead trainer there? Do you want a picture with Andy? Stick it on social media or investing in my knowledge and things like that. They take a picture. It's like tag Andy in it. If they want a picture with me, they take a picture, tag me in it, because we will comment. We will like it. We may even share it and add it to our own feeds. So it's good, but do this with other people as well. Do you know what I mean? Letting agents or estate agents love this because they just think, oh, it's free advertising. Whenever I do a deal with an estate agent, and I did one not so long ago, I was in their office. They had a massive, massive sign that I just thought was really cool on the wall. It wasn't your average sign. It was like a 3D sign. So I was like, can I have a selfie in front of that? And they were like, yeah, looking at me a bit strange. So I did it anyway. The woman even came around the desk. She said, I'll take a picture of you. I said, great stuff. She said, can you make sure that you tag us in it? And just whatever comments and things like that you put. So it's like another satisfied customer, so to speak. So I did. And they reshared it as well and repurposed it on their feed. So make sure that you're doing that with your social media, because if you're just posting stuff without putting hashtags in, without tagging people, where there's no real relevance, yes, it will be on your feed. Nobody's really going to see your feed, okay? And if you want to, you know, broaden your horizons, if you're into deal sourcing or anything and you're looking for investors and you're just looking for deals in general, you really want to be trying to get as broad a reach as you possibly can. Now, on the flip side to that, you know, you can boost your posts. So if you're just finding that you're not getting any traction, a lot of the times you can pay a few quid, you can boost a post. I wouldn't say you need to really do that. I would say if you do the things before all of that, it won't cost you any money to do these things. Do you know what I mean? So keep it free, keep it organic, and just keep pushing it out there. But make sure that, you know, you build on your content, which is a really, really good one. So you make sure that you're building on your content, that you're regular, you're consistent and persistent with your content. Because then, like I say, the algorithms will start to say, oh, look, Mark's done another post, Mark's done another post. Mark's posting quite a lot on our platform, which is good for us because we like people that post, because that keeps us in business. So we'll maybe share that with a few other people. Maybe share that with a few other people. Now, you used to post on social media and it could go in front of a good few hundred people, even thousands at one point. Now, you're lucky, really, if about 50 people see it initially from the post, if there's no traction on it, if there's no comments on it and things. So, you know, post things, comment on people's posts, and don't be afraid to say, you know, I've just done this post to a few friends. Could you just stick a little comment on there just saying great post or whatever? Because it'll just help that. It'll help your reach go further. And if you can do that in the first couple of hours, it can be very powerful and it can really help your reach. So that is a very, very basic social media sort of, you know, tips and tricks, if you like. Most of you probably know all of this. Most of you probably know a hell of a lot more about it than I do, I'll be quite honest with you. But I just know, you know, there's certain things that work quite well. And there's some people out there as well that are posting good stuff. But I just see, you know, no hashtags on it. I don't see anybody getting, you know, tagged into their posts. I'm really making the most of it. If you're going to take the time to put a post together, whether it's with a picture, whether it's with video, just take a couple of seconds just to add those hashtags that are relevant to what you're doing. You know, like I say, wherever you are, try and tag in, you know, who owns the event, or who is the agent, or who is potentially a business that you're looking at or going into. Make it have relevance, because as I say, people then, you know, click on that estate agents, your post might pop up, or a picture of you may pop up, and people might be like, oh, I quite like that post. I like that. I might not follow them first, but I like that. All of a sudden, algorithms, let's show them a few more of your posts, which maybe are away from those agents. So it works very, very powerfully. It works very, very well. It does take time to build up. And that's why you've got to be consistent and persistent in your social media. And the one thing that I see all the time is people are great for a week or two, maybe three, and then it just goes back to normal, two posts a month. Okay. It's something you've got to do time after time after time after time after time. Okay, it's one of those flywheel things. Once you get the flywheel going, you just got to keep it going. And by keeping it going means that you, if nothing else, you want to try and do at least one post a day. Okay, if you cannot do one post a day, then just try and do three a week, three posts a week, and then build it up to four a week, and then five a week. Maybe give yourselves the weekend off. Okay, but start to build up some pictures, start to build up some content, get a bit ahead with it. If you can't think of what to say, then just say whatever comes to mind of whatever the picture is. Even if it states the obvious, it's still there. Add those hashtags, tag anybody else in it, and get yourselves out there. Keep building those property businesses. I hope you've enjoyed this live. I've certainly enjoyed you enjoying this live, and I am going to be coming up with more tips and tricks for your property businesses in the future, as well as interviews, so we can answer anything that they need help with. So we can look at title splitting, purchase lease options, deal sourcing, rent to rent, flipping properties, commercial conversions, developments, all of those sort of things. So all that leaves me to say is get out there, build those property businesses, take care of yourself. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.